Very good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Now, look, general kind of consensus and plenty of studies say that men are the main culprits when it comes to this sort of abuse. You've been looking into a bit of research on trolling in dating apps such as Tinder, and you've seen some interesting dynamics between trolling and gender, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So researchers found that men seem to engage in trolling more on different internet platforms, such as I've looked at Facebook and also online gaming platforms and just discussion forums. And so when we looked at trolling on dating applications, we didn't actually expect that there might be a gender difference. We kind of just expected that men would continue to troll more. And we were interested in how people might engage or personality traits that would predict people trolling on these dating apps. But what we found was women were trolling just as much as men, engaging in the same kind of trolling behaviours. Now, initially we thought, maybe men are actually trolling less than they were on other online platforms. But when we compared these scores to previous scores, it was women's scores that had increased. So women were trolling just as much as men.
Now, let's talk about that trolling. What sort of behaviour are we talking about?
Well, I think it's really important to define or differentiate trolling from cyberbullying behaviours. Mm. So cyberbullying behaviours are defined as a repeated attack against an individual. Now, the same as physical face-to-face bullying. But what really differentiates cyberbullying from trolling is that usually the person bullying the other online knows this person in real life and knows them personally. It is a personal attack. Whereas trolling is kind of synonymous with just throwing a grenade into a crowd, not knowing who you're going to hit, just saying something inflammatory and actually being motivated by getting that reaction.
And so that's what you were seeing on Tinder and other dating apps.
Yes, we used the same trolling app or measure that had previously been used in research. And we just asked things that kind of differentiate trolling behavior. So I like to grief people online, or I send people shock websites, or I even like to harass people. And we found that women were just as likely as men to engage in these behaviours.
Now, not only does this surprise me in terms of the gender split that we're talking about, but traditionally many trolls, you know, on Twitter you'd call them the egg brigade. These are people who do it under the cover of anonymity,
yes,
which is what most dating apps avoid. They make you have a real name.
Yes, and that's one thing that Tinder had tried to do, is actually link your application or your profile to your Facebook profile. But I guess Facebook hasn't gotten to the point yet where you are only allowed, or they have only identified one account. So there is still a possibility that you can create anonymous accounts. But there is also the possibility that it might not just purely be an anonymous behavior as well. And that's what we were really interested in, is why women were trolling more on these apps when you don't see this behavior on other platforms. And we suggest there might be something else going on there rather than just enjoying griefing people, as one might say. But they might actually be competing with each other as well and kind of weeding each other out. So we're hoping to follow that up at a later point.
So you're actually going to look at the genuine nature that this kind of trolling is taking?
Absolutely. I am. We'll continue. Trolling is completely multifaceted. And the more I explore it, the more I see that it seems to just occur on a continuum. And you can't just categorize it. There seems to be more of the griefing, let's say playful trolling, then ranging to the trolling that you see, such as the memorial trolls who get online and actually are quite sadistic in their trolling behaviour. So it's a very rich tapestry.
Look, are we worried about the term troll kind of taking over into that online abuse space? As you said, that, you know, you'd categorise cyberbullying as quite differently, but the two often get conflated. And I know certainly a lot of women who have been on the receiving end of online abuse are very concerned that trolling diminishes the impact by having it as such a almost playfully weird word.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I also think the term is quite misconstrued, because people think of trolls as actually the mythical trolls living under the bridge. But the trolling term has come from a phishing term, the same. It's a form of phishing. So basically baiting others, phishing for comments, phishing for attention. But as we continue to see it occurring on such a continuum of severity, I think that it definitely needs to be relooked.
I couldn't agree more. Doctor, we'll leave it there, but we might look back in after you've done a bit more research into kind of the nature of this trolling behaviour on dating apps and have another chat sometime.
Excellent. I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you very much. Dr. Evita March there from Federation University, talking about the world of, well, trolling, a little bit of online abuse, about the difference between the two, and some bloody fascinating information about the gender disparity on it in dating apps.